presents Gentlemen Adventurers, starring James Meehan as Alan Drake. The young man called Alan Drake is the last of his name. He earns his living in a remarkable way. He's a troubleshooter and investigator for the ancient firm of Drake and Company, insurers of shipping, who protect all comers against piracy on the high seas or robbery on the open road anywhere in the world. Tonight's adventure, The Bandit and the Blonde. Our story begins in the wild west of China, under the Himalayan mountain barrier, which is called The Hump, at the starting point of the Burma Road, in the brawling city of Kunming. In the back room of the Plum Blossom Cafe, on the street of the opium sellers, three people meet.
Sit down, Mandalay.
Thank you, Mr. Boyd.
You too, Shipwreck, if you please.
You don't sound too happy, boss.
What's the problem?
The last convoy you hijacked on the Burma Road, that's the trouble.
Mr. Porteous, that cargo is penicillin vitamin pills. That's worth more than gold.
Sure. What's wrong with that haul?
And you don't know who owned the convoy?
Yeah, Mukherjee and Sons, Calcutta. What's the difference?
You amateur. Mukherjee and Sons are insured by Drake and Company.
Uh-oh.
And that means that we'll have Alan Drake to deal with and Steve Lawler.
They're in China?
In China? My dear girl, Drake and his partner arrive in Kunming on the 2 o'clock plane today.
From what I hear, those buckaroos are begging for trouble. Let's say we let them get it.
The idea, my friend. We'll find out their plans, and we'll blast them.
Sure.
Yes, but I know that fellow Drake. He's tough. He plays for keeps. He won't stand for that client being hijacked. And if he got the jump on us...
We might be the ones to have the trouble.
Precisely, my dear. Precisely. Therefore, we shall apply the basic rule of warfare.
And that would be?
Strike the first blow.
Hit first, huh? That suits me fine.
I thought it would. Now then, Mandalay.
Yes, Mr. Boyd.
They tell me that this partner of Drake's, this fellow, Steve Lawler, is especially partial to Blum.
I follow you.
Give me the other guy.
No, Shipwreck, you wait for orders. I will deal personally with Mr. Drake.
Vance, beautiful.
I don't believe I've had the pleasure of meeting you. And it would have been a pleasure to.
That calls for the build-up.
How does the build-up go?
Presenting your friend and mine, Steve Lawler.
Hello, Steve.
Steve is right. I catch your name?
They call me Mandalay.
What's the rest of it?
Sit down, Steve. Don't ask too many questions.
Lady, you found company. Oh, I like it. Now, Sam, put that wine bottle here and the glasses.
A ding-hall.
Tiger bone wine. Quite a spender, aren't you?
Best. It's none too good. Drink hearty.
Thanks. Steve.
Yeah?
Excuse me for seeming so inquisitive, but...
But what?
Is Alan Drake in Kunming?
He ain't in Philadelphia. Why worry about Drake when Lawler's here? What was it you wanted?
Oh, I don't know. Nothing.
Nothing, huh? My.
What are you staring at?
That green brooch you're wearing. It's in a beautiful setting.
It's given to me.
Well done. You know, I would like to look at that.
Take it easy. Not too touch.
Some other time, maybe.
Maybe. Look here, Steve. I suppose you and Mr. Drake are here on business.
Yeah, going to run a convoy over the Burma Road.
Looks carrying something pretty important.
Yeah, it's a big cargo of ore from the mines.
Steve, listen, I've got to get out of Kunming.
You do? Just as we got to town. Well, that's life.
I know it would be a big favor, but could I leave with you and Mr. Drake on that convoy?
A long, tough trip to Burma. But, sweetheart, if you want it, you can have it.
Thank you, Steve. I do want to get out of Kunming so Savvy.
And now you're the one that's staring.
How's that?
You're giving somebody the glad eye over my shoulder. They always do.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, and when I turn around, there will be a fight. There always is. And I did want things to be peaceful my first day in Kunming.
Maybe there won't be a fight, Steve. He's coming over here now.
That's great. An eager eagle, huh?
All right, come on, put him...
Hello, Steve. Oh, you.
Who's the lady?
Name's Mandalay. Hello, Mandalay.
I'm Alan Drake.
Hello, Drake. I saw you getting a quiet laugh over there. It must have been a very funny joke.
I was just happy to see that Steve had already made friends in Kunming.
Your partner could make friends anywhere.
Well, he could try. Look, Alan, the blonde character here says she'd like to ride on our convoy to Burma.
She would, eh?
That's right.
And why do you want to go to Burma?
I'll ask you one. How long have you been in Kunming?
Long enough not to ask questions. Sure, you can have a lift.
Thanks, sir.
Say, that's a magnificent brooch you're wearing. Isn't it mean, Jade?
How'd you know?
My grandmother had something like it. A present from a friend in Shanghai. And that reminds me, Steve. I've got good news.
Well, I can stand it. Give.
Our trouble was getting organized in Kunming are over. I just ran into Professor Yi.
Oh, who's that?
He used to be a friend of my father's. Came out here from the coast as a refugee when the Japs moved in. He's waiting for us now at the hotel.
Okay, let's go. So long for the present, beautiful.
Hello.
Yeah. Goodbye for now, Mandalay.
Hi.
You're booked for a ride. We'll be seeing you.
And I'll be seeing you. You are back quickly.
Thank you for waiting, Professor Yi. This is Steve Lawler.
I'm delighted to make your acquaintance.
I am.
I wanted to get Steve here so we'd all three know where we're heading.
Why?
Hey, Alan, what's the professor got to do with our business?
During the war, Professor Yi was with the American Combat Command. He's been all through the wild country where we're going.
Oh, good.
Now, Professor, here's why we're in Kunming. This letter from my uncle back in Philadelphia. I want you to hear it.
Yes.
Dear Alan, we have just settled the claim of Mukherjee and Sons, Calcutta, for losses due to the bandit activity on Burma Road. In the sum of 200,000 rupees, 8 anna.
And that is 70,000 bucks.
Removal of this organized menace to truck shipments on the Burma Road is highly desirable.
Understatement of the year.
In fact, a real headache is coming to Drake and Company if we don't put a stop to this Burma Road hijacking. I understand, Alan, there are no police in your part of the world, so you and Steve will have to take care of those bandits personally. Go get him. Yours, Uncle Dan. Well, Professor?
What is your plan of attack?
We're going to run a convoy from here to Burma. But not a real convoy.
Ah, a decoy.
You got it. Our convoy's got just one purpose. Bring those bandits out of hiding. We want them to attack us. That's the only way we can knock them off and stop their racket.
You need not worry about that. They will attack you as the tiger springs on the lamb.
I've got to be sure they know our plans.
They know. All Kunming is buzzing about Mr. Lawler's conversation with a blonde young woman at the Plum Blossom Cafe.
Hey, Prof, I'm not as simple as I look. That's why I went there.
Assuredly. And now there remains the question of arming your convoy, so you may turn the ambush back upon the bandits.
That's where it gets tough. There's going to be a pitched battle before we're through.
You need weapons. Well, my friends, I have here a small list. Let me see. 16 carbines, 12 machine pistols, 4,000 rounds, 30 caliber ammunition, 6 light machine guns, air-cooled. Yes?
Professor, where is this stuff?
At mile zero on the Burma Road in the freight go-down.
We've got to hire a crew of guards, Steve. And they'll have to be good men, too.
A private army, so to speak. Perhaps a group of former frontier guerrillas, American trained, would serve the purpose.
You bet they would, Professor. So easy to recruit men like that.
These men also you will find waiting on the go-down at mile zero.
And you're the one who always says Americans go too fast for Chinese.
Let us go forward together.
Professor, you sent a convoy for.
Come in. Open it, Steve.
Okay.
Mr. Drake, you take in company?
That's me.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Gortius is the name. J. Kenneth Gortius. He's been here a lot of years. Old China hand, you might say.
Good afternoon, Mr. Porteous. This is Steve Lawler. And Professor Yi.
Yes, I know Professor Yi.
Now,
Gentlemen, I won't waste your time. It is being said around Kunming that you are planning to take a convoy over the Burma Road.
Right. We are running a convoy.
Then I wonder if I might give you a word of advice.
Let's have it.
Give up this idea of running a convoy and stick to the insurance business.
What happens if I don't?
Disaster, Mr. Drake. Complete disaster.
Well, thanks for the advice, Mr. Porteous. And now, if you'll excuse us, we have some last-minute preparations to attend.
Do you think you're going on that trip?
We're certain of it.
I say no.
Alan, look, old-timer, you oughtn't to go around pointing guns at people. It's not being done this season.
Listen to me. Take this advice. Get out of China. Go back to the United States for good.
The gentleman talks like he held cards, doesn't he, Steve?
Yeah.
Do not quibble. I come to see you to the airport. Just walk ahead of me. You too, Professor.
You heard the boss say we had things to do.
What?
You're getting to be a bore. Hey, you broke a bottle on his head, Steve.
All right, it was empty. The bottle, I mean.
The man is unconscious.
We've got to bring him to. I want to be sure he understands about that convoy.
Well, that's easy. This soda water siphon will do that trick.
Who is this operator, anyway?
You know what Uncle Jan said about organized bandits?
Yeah?
This is one of the organizers.
He has organized nothing but trouble so far.
So it seems.
Looks like the facility's bringing him out of it.
You.
We didn't want to leave you here in a siesta, Mr. Porteous. People might not understand. And I wanted you to know we're still going to Burma.
All right. Go ahead. Get yourselves in trouble. You've had your warning.
Come on, Steve. The convoy rolls at midnight.
What happened to you?
Never mind, Mandalay, never mind.
I can tell you what happened. And without no crystal ball.
What?
He went to see Drake and Lawler, and they played too rough. Should have took me along.
You'll get your chance at both of them, Shipwreck. I promise you that.
When?
I was hoping that I could bluff Drake out of Kunming. But I should have known better. He's not only staying, but just as you told me, Mandalay, he's planning to take a convoy over the Burma Road.
But don't forget, I'll be riding in the lead truck of that convoy.
Good girl. Good girl. Now pay close attention. The second night out on the road, you'll come to the village of Parsham.
Parsham, right.
And 10 li west of the village, you enter the Seven Dragons Valley.
Seven Dragons Valley.
Keep your eyes open there for a row of torches burning on a hill to your left. And when you see those...
They're gluttons for punishment.
How do you mean that, Mandalay?
Can't you stay for the night back in Parshan?
Have to keep rolling, sorry.
We're solo on a schedule.
Whereabouts are we now, Steve?
Coming into Seven Dragons Valley.
Have you heard of it?
No. Strange name, isn't it?
Not for China.
What are those? Those torches burning up on the side of that hill?
Imagine they're signals.
Signals? How do you mean?
For you to get us to stop the convoy?
What?
Never mind dropping your bag out the window or hauling on the handbrake, Mandalay. We're going to stop. Anyhow, this is what we were looking for.
Machine gun. There she blows. Come on, Steve.
All right, this is a body, all right. Police take half the men and fan out from the road.
Over here, get back over here.
Hands up, you guys. Freeze. You're surrounded.
Oh, that don't sound like a bluff. What's become of our army?
Drake, there's 20 guns aimed at your head.
Go easy.
Who are you?
Shipwreck Trent. I'm taking over your convoy. If you think that private army's going to fight for you, guess again. They're working for me.
That tears it, Alan. Some army. Some Professor Yee.
He was sold out. Make a break for it.
Come on.
Stop this guy. Coming from behind, ass sportsman. Now what happens?
Stay froze, Lawler. Unless you want the same. I got orders. Bring your hardware.
Hey, with the chains. Why chains, for Pete's sake?
Why do you think? To keep you quiet while you and your partner go for a nice long trip.
Alan Drake in chains, captured by the enemy. In just a few seconds, we'll continue with this complete episode of The Gentleman Adventurer. You know, for any young man today, the regular United States Army is a pretty good deal. especially for the kind of young man who wants the finest technical training and education in the world. The new regular army, composed entirely of volunteers, is also the greatest school, university, and scientific research outfit in the world. So if you're a young man who wants to learn things and go places, put in now for your share of the world's finest training in any technical field that interests you. In the regular U.S. Army. And now back to Gentleman Adventurer and Alan Drake.
Why? Oh, still got a headache. Are you okay, Alan? You were out a long time.
I must have been. But I'll live.
Which one of the Himalayas
fell on my head?
He was snapped up by the bandits when they carried you here. That big guy gave the order.
Oh, him.
Pleasant type.
Ah, steel chain. We're in trouble, pal.
You're kidding, pal.
Say, this place is an abandoned temple. Notice the carving on the wall?
Yeah, and the two big stone gods by the courtyard entrance.
And this room. Barred door. Bars at the window. Some kind of a strong room. I'll say it is. Look what you're sitting on.
Huh?
Take a look.
It's a bale of Chinese money. About $1 billion, I'd say.
Yeah. Now look at this box I'm sitting on. Notice this stencil?
Medical shipment, Mukherjee and Sons, Calcutta.
Mm-hmm.
That's the loot. And we insured it.
This is the bandit's roost, all right? And this room was theirs. Safe deposit room.
And there's nothing we can do about it. I'm not too active with my hands chained behind me.
Don't tell me.
And by the way, how about that private army of ours? Where were they when we needed them? Some old friend, that Professor Yi.
I can't understand it. Steve, we've got to crash out of here. I'll have a look out the window.
I already looked. The view is lousy.
What's this rubbish over here in the corner?
Just an old overcoat under a pile of straw.
Wait a minute. It's been dark the first time you looked around.
Well?
Have another look at that. Old overcoat.
Huh. Hey, that's a man.
It's Professor Yi.
Yi? He must be dead.
Professor? Professor? Can you hear me?
Yes. I hear you, Alan. I have just awakened. I thought when I was brought here, it would be for the long sleep.
Here. Let me help you as well as I can. What have they done to you, Professor?
Oh, those men, they have taken away my spectacles, which makes me practically blind. And they have shown me disrespect.
Alan, look at him. Professor, the guy that did this to you ain't human.
Those guards on your convoy, they were not my men. My men were sent away when I was kidnapped. I have permanently lost faith.
Don't you worry about that, Professor. I'm going to get you out of here. And Steve, too.
That will take a bit of doing, old boy. A bit of doing.
Things are looking up. Relax, you two.
That's the first smile I've seen on the boss's face for 3 days.
Why shouldn't he smile? We just pulled off a job.
Yes, you're a sensible girl. Now, my friends, to business. Shipwreck. I want you to radio down the mountains to Kunming.
What's the message?
Have our Shanghai agents make an offer to Philadelphia to buy Drake and Company.
Buy it?
What for?
This Mukherjee claim has hurt them badly. And there'll be plenty more now that we've got Ellen Drake and Lola where we want them.
I don't see what we'd get out of an insurance company.
Just get paid twice, that's all. Once for the insurance and once for the goods we lift from the convoys.
How about the claims?
Those we would overlook.
What?
We couldn't go on indefinitely, I grant you, but there'd be a fortune for us while it lasted.
Drake and Lawler would be interested in that.
They would be removed from circulation. Permanently.
Yeah.
How's that?
My dear, I wonder if you've ever heard of the Lolo tribes.
The Lolo? You mean those savages around us here in the hills? I'll say I've heard of them.
Then it may interest you to know that the Lolos keep slaves. And the local chieftain is extremely pleased with the idea of owning a couple of American slaves.
American slaves?
Drake and Laura and that old Chinaman are going to live in chains for the rest of their lives.
I don't get you.
But you've lived in the Orient. You've seen slaves. Slaves. You understand? Coolies. grubbing in rice paddies, living worse than dogs.
But Drake and Lawler are Americans.
That's just why the Lola chief will be glad to give them employment. Plenty of good wholesome exercise during the day, and he'll keep them locked up at night in case they should become discontented. And up in these mountains, who would ever come to rescue them?
Don't look so dumb, Mandalay. Boss means what he says.
Before we start our friends on their new careers, I have one thing to find out. I want to see how that fellow Lawler reacts to torture.
Are you crazy?
Far from it, my girl. This man Lawler's done me a deep injury, offered me humiliation. Those who live in the Orient will understand. To put it another way, by attacking me in that hotel room, he left a mark on my personality which I propose to erase. We won't kill him. We'll only make him beg us to.
But you've made your point. You got away with the hijacking. You can't torture helpless people. You just can't.
Perhaps it can't be done.
I'm just beginning to see you clear, Porteous.
You are?
You peep slut. Thank you, Porteous. I might have expected that. After all these years.
I know it'll take a bit of doing to get out of here. Maybe a bit of ransom is more like it.
Mr. Porteous is a very greedy man.
Professor, you're not chained.
No, but I am very weak, and without my glasses, I can't.
We've got the key to get these shackles off anyhow.
Somebody's coming. Don't try any tricks. This cannon is looking right at you.
What do you want?
Not you, Drake. The other boy, Lawler.
Yeah? What's up?
You'll find out, Lawler. Come on. We've got a treatment for you.
He has really shown the most amazing powers of resistance.
Fly out!
Just give that rope under his arms another turn, Shipwreck.
Okay.
There. No! Porteous, don't you think you've had enough?
Enough. Another turn of the rope.
Here goes.
No reaction. He seems unconscious.
Porteous, there's no sense in killing the guy.
Kill Steve Lawler? You'll forget, my dear. He's tough. And besides, we have other plans for Lawler and Drake.
That's slave business. I still don't quite believe that.
Oh, you don't, huh?
Well, I didn't believe it. When you hit me, I began to wise up. Now...
Yes, now?
Torture trick of yours.
You don't like it?
It's sickening. Why do you let him down?
You forget yourself. Shipwreck.
Yeah.
Continue. Another turn of the rope.
Okay.
I'm not sad anymore.
No, then go somewhere else.
Professor, they must be torturing Steve. That's the only thing that gorilla could have meant when he said they had a treatment for him.
I fear so.
Why did I let you people in for this? We've got to get you out.
Out! Calm yourself, Alan. No one blames you.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Professor, my wristwatch.
Yes?
Can you get the crystal off for me?
I can hardly see it, but I will try.
It did sound, Professor.
Yes.
Try.
It... No. Here I am, too weak, Alan.
Try!
Yes, I am.
We have company. Someone looking at us through the grating on the door.
That's right, Jake.
Mandalay, you've come to do a little bloating, perhaps?
No, I don't feel much like bloating.
I should think you'd be on top of the world. You and your friends.
What friends?
The men who are torturing a helpless prisoner.
Believe me, Drake, that wasn't my idea.
And they are torturing Steve.
Yes.
I've got to get out!
No use bumping the door. You can't knock it open with your shoulder.
You wouldn't have a key to this door, would you?
If I did, would I give it to you?
If you had a key, Mandalay, and if you're the person I think you are, I believe you'd slip that key through this grating.
The person you think I am. Who's that?
A girl who speaks my language. An American. And I still don't
don't believe that you'd hold still for what Porteous is doing.
What could I do about it? They've got guards all over the place.
Just get me the key.
I haven't got a key.
Oh, but if you did have...
If I did have, would I let you out? Yes. I'd like to do one decent thing. Just to see if it's still possible.
Sure, it's possible. And you can do it now.
Even if I got a door key, you'd still be in those chains.
Never mind. Just get my watch crystal off. It's a burning glass. It'll focus the rays of the sun.
You'll set fire to the straw?
No. Just do a few million dollars worth of Chinese money. The professor will scatter it around for me.
Could you get your arms up here by the grating?
Yes. If I turn around.
Yes, I can reach it.
The crystal has to be pried up from the frame.
I can't get in. I can't do it.
Could you use a pin from your belt?
Yes.
Go to it. Get me that burning glass and we'll have shipwreck here in 2 minutes. Where there's smoke, there's flame.
Astounding. But for the moment, he appears unconscious.
Yeah, he's out.
We're not through with this fellow.
Hey, Mr. Porteous, I smell smoke.
What? Well, find out where it is.
Come, Shipwreck.
Duck out of sight around the corner.
Hey, what goes on? Hold that fire to this place.
You better come in and put it out, Shipwreck. Or the Mukherjee cargo will burn.
You did this, Drake. You're going to get what Lola's getting you.
Splendid, Alan. Excellent. I have never seen such good use made of a hard pill against your head.
Yes, I butted this swine. Stay about that fire, Professor, and then get his keys and his gun.
Let us go forward together.
This
door right here.
Steve! Alan, get me down. Here, Mandalay, take this knife. Cut Steve down.
Right.
Who are you working for, Mandalay?
Not you anymore, Porteous. Steve, I'll cut that rope.
Thanks, kid. As for you, Porteous, I'm going to kill you.
Well, right along, Drake. I'm ready for you.
Alan, look out. He keeps a gun under the house.
That's your reward for Mandalay. Killed.
Ah!
You're not dead yet, Porteous. I just drilled your shooting hand.
Don't kill me, Drake. Don't kill me.
No, I've changed my mind about killing you.
You want to sell me as a slave?
Porteous, the U.S. government is going to take care of you. I'm going to send you back stateside so that all the way you can think of what's waiting for you at the end of the line.
Alan Drake will tell you the final outcome of the adventure of the Bandit and the Blonde. But right at this point, may I take a few seconds to speak to you on behalf of the new volunteer regular United States Army. There's adventure in the Army, sure, plenty of it. But on the serious side, don't forget that this new peacetime Army of ours is a solid professional organization which trains the soldier in any technical branch that he's interested in. Information on the hundreds of different trades and skills taught at Army schools is waiting in any recruiting office. It may be the turning point in your career to find out about the new volunteer regular Army. And now, here are Alan Drake and Steve Lawler.
You know, Steve, if it hadn't been for Mandalay, we would have been sold as slaves to the Lolos.
Oh, well, that's what we should have done to that guy Shipwreck.
Oh, no, I'm kidding. He's 100% healed, but he's an American healed.
So he'll go to an American prison where he belongs, and Porteous to the gallows.
Where he belongs.
And you'll be happy to know that Mukherjee's cargo is now on its way to their agents in Chungking, where it belongs.
Uh-huh. How did we do on the financial end?
We got our claim back, so we can afford these drinks, all right. But not to linger over.
Uh-oh.
Cable from Uncle Dan?
Correct. Here's what it says. Proceed soonest to Rangoon. Investigate disappearance, shipload of radar equipment, consigned to Rajah of Midnapore, and insured by Drake and Company.
Oh, so that's what we'll be working on next week. The Rajah's radar, huh?
That's it. Well, I'll pay for the drinks. I have my wallet handy.
Hey, Alan, what's that you dropped?
That's Mandalay's brooch, hmm?
Yeah. She used it to get me loose and save all our lives. So I kept it to remember by. You want it?
No. Not anymore.
You keep it, Alan. All right, kid. I think I will. You know, Steve, that Mandalay was quite a girl.
You have heard a complete episode of Gentleman Adventurer, The Life of Alan Drake, starring James Meehan in the title role. Featured were John Larkin as Steve Lawler, with Elspeth Eric, Edgar Staley, Eric Dressler, and Don Douglas. The music is composed by Morris Mamorski. The story and dialogue written by Finis Farr. And the entire program is under the direction of Herbert Rice. Don Frederick speaking. Broadcasting system.